You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
SME of the Week is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Start out or scale up with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply. It's SME of the Week time, and we love this segment. I love this segment. I don't think that there is a better opportunity than showcasing some of South Africa's small businesses to you, our SAFM community, and hopefully helping you unearth some of these wonderful gems. This week's SME is exactly one such gem. I stumbled upon this business recently. I've tried their products, and I love just the concept of the business. The business is called Tuckbox, and that's all I'm going to say about the business, because the founder and CEO of the business, Limor Esakov, joins me on the line now to take a look at her business and how she built it. Limor, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about Tuckbox. Tell us about where it came from and how you built this business.
So I was in professional services. I had a graphic design creative services agency, and we were seeing a lot of clients in our office, and I was spending a lot of time in the office, and we had very little interesting, wholesome, well-packaged snacks on hand. It was always a scramble before meetings to we'd run to Woolies and get a bag of biscuits or something, you know, and it was always presented a bit shabby, you know what I mean? And I just thought that there was a gap in the market in terms of well-presented, individually portioned, hygienic, interesting, wholesome snacks in the workspace. So I left creative services and I started this business from scratch. We started our own packaging and manufacturing facility. And we grouped together all kinds of interesting ingredients like yogurt-coated cashews, yogurt-coated mango. We have wasabi peanuts. We have we were importing quite a lot of interesting things, trialing salted broad beans and things like that just to keep it exciting. We also have some very interesting names for our products. Just sort of livens up a meeting space. They're very well packaged, individually packaged, and they present quite beautifully in a branded display box. And that branded display box lives in your boardroom, and we replenish those snacks on a monthly basis or on an ad hoc basis. So you have the stash of wholesome snacks ready to display in your boardroom. And because they just display so well, they lent itself to gifting. So we started packaging our snacks in various sized wooden gift boxes that again also carry either a branded lid or a fully personalized lid sort of made out to the recipient, comes in a variety of different sizes there. And hotels. Hotels became a big market for us as well. Welcome amenities, departure gifts, mini bars, things like that. So we found ourselves in quite a few five-star establishments around Joburg. And yeah, that's where we started and that's where we were growing. COVID was a bit of a curveball for us, actually a big curveball. We were servicing hotels and boardrooms primarily. Towards the end of 2019, things were looking really good. And then COVID hit and we went into a bit of a stumble for a while. But we were lucky to survive that. And yeah, that's where we are.
Limor, what have you enjoyed most about building this business?
It's very rewarding to have an idea and to see it come to life. And to also, because the team is so small, picking up the phone and saying, hi, it's Limor from Tuckbox, and this is what we do, and can I send you a sample? And sending out a sample and then getting orders off the back of that and like actually generating revenue from what feels like nothing, you know, just what feels like what was thin air, and you generate revenue from that. It's a very, very exciting feeling. It's a very optimistic feeling. You feel like, well, you can create things, you can make things happen, you can move things, you know, and it's a very empowering feeling. I have been in a position sort of as a salaried employee, and sometimes you feel quite disempowered, you know, you just think, well, you're going to get paid what you're going to get paid. But it's amazing when all the power, it's amazing and also difficult, very difficult at times, to feel that you have that full control to really maximize revenue and maximize your earnings as much as possible. So that's been very exciting. And also the team, empowering my team and training them and teaching them and learning from each other, watching people growing around you is also has also been extremely rewarding.
Limor, take me through the personalization of the packaging. I mean, it's quite a unique way to present what people would otherwise consider just snacks. You've done something a little more than just present it. You've put it all together quite nicely. Everything's individually wrapped, as you mentioned. But just take me through what inspired that and how that allows you to be very unique in the market that you play in.
So I always found in a work environment, when you're sitting around a boardroom and you get like a little packet of nuts and you've got to stick your hand into the packet and there's crumbs and there's salt and you're, you know, all that kind of thing. I love the idea of a rigid tray, which is what we have. It's a PET rigid tray. So you peel back the film and it's quite a sort of a dignified little tray of a snack, you know what I mean? And you've got this little plate built in a way, and it just feels very dignified and premium, you know what I mean? Especially in that context. I mean, obviously, if you're lying on the couch and you're eating a bag of Doritos, that's a very different story. But in a work context, I just found that the snacks that are in those little packets just always, they were quite jarring. I remember also going to a law firm once and they're charging the earth per hour, but then they served this tray of biscuits in the middle that they had wrapped with cling wrap around it, like layers and layers of cling wrap. And then the lady was like peeling back the cling wrap. And I just thought it was so jarring. It just wasn't in sync with the brand of the business. And I wanted our snacks to be very elevated. And the individual portion also, I found that sometimes people will take a snack and they will leave the meeting. They won't actually eat the snack in the meeting, but then in the car, on their way home or back to the office from that meeting, you have this little snack that sort of stays with you and you eat it in the car, and sort of like a little gift from the business that you just visited. You know, sometimes I feel that a lot when people give you a bottle of water, you know, and you don't finish the water there and then, but then it stays with you for the next hour along your day. And just because of the way that it's packaged, it can do that. Also, the film is printed. We print directly onto the film, which we're very proud to say. I mean, I haven't seen anyone in South Africa that's printing directly on the film. It's quite an exercise, but we chose to do that again to eliminate unnecessary stickers and unnecessary. We just wanted to keep it very clean and very premium. So there was a lot of thought that went into absolutely every single detail around the actual snack tray. And then the presentation in the wooden boxes. So the wooden boxes come in a variety of different sizes, and each box has got a lid that slides in and out, and that lid can either be printed again directly on the lid. We try to steer away from stickers and vinyls and things like that. So we print directly onto the lid, and in the print run, we can incorporate the name of the recipient. So, you know, we usually personalize off of a spreadsheet, and then we can say, "Dear Jimmy, what a pleasure being on your show today." And, you know, I can actually personalize a whole sentence and print that on the lid. So it lends itself really well to not just year-end gifting and things like that, but also conferencing and stuff like that.
Limor, where do people get hold of the business? If someone's looking to try out the products, someone's looking to see what the product looks like, give us all of the information around that, your website, your social media handles, all of that information.
So we are www.tuckbox.co.za. That's our website. And you can reach us on info@tuckbox.co.za. Sadly, our Instagram went a bit quiet. Being a startup bootstrapped entity, it's hard to find budget for all the different things. So we had social media running quite well, and then it kind of quietened down. And now we have to find an agency to help us to bring it back to life. We are on Instagram @tuckbox.sa, but it's not the most active space. So the best is probably the website and our email.
If you're looking to personalize your Christmas gift, looking to personalize your corporate gifting, or just looking for some really high quality snacks, reach out to the team at Tuckbox. They'll have you sorted and they will have the best quality available for you. I think we'll leave the conversation on that note. All the best to you and your business, Limor. That was Limor Esakov, the founder and CEO of Tuckbox. That is tuckbox.co.za, joining us for this week's SME. Inspired by the SME of the week? Start your own business or scale up and save up to 50% on fees with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply.
That's the sound of your business growing. Whether you're starting out or scaling up, turn your passion into profit with Capitec Business Banking. Save up to 50% on fees. Get fast credit approvals, personalized support, and Forex for your business. Open your business banking account on our app. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP. 46669. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.